The State Department of Health issued new rules in November that could pave the way for two new trauma centers in Central Florida. A new trauma center could cost up to $3.8 million to build, creating work for local construction firms, and would pump $10.2 million annually into the economy. Nashville, Tennessee-based HCA Holdings Incorporated has been pushing the state to expand the number of trauma centers in Florida. HCA's Osceola Regional Medical Center in Kissimmee wants to build a new Level 2 trauma center. In other business news, the planned $1.5 billion Orlando to Miami intercity passenger rail is ready to start bringing some of the promised 6,600 construction jobs to the Orlando area. Florida East Coast Industries Incorporated will break ground next year on the privately funded train connecting Orlando and Miami in a 3-hour ride. It expects to see shovels in the ground by the end of 2014 on several pieces of the 230-mile system from downtown Miami to Orlando International Airport, with stops in Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach.